My name is Jim Ahern. I'm the fifth of the nine children to Bob and Mildred Ahern. I'm the third boy. I'm the youngest, I'm the middlest, and I'm the oldest, depending on where you want in our group of kids. I'm here today to share a few stories that I know. You know, my dad and mom traveled a lot. I think I once said there was 31 different places we traveled to before I was in college. But we'd always go back each summer to the farm. And that was always a special time for me. And darn it, my sister's come here, so I'll probably have a tear or two, but I can remember playing spoons around the table. No matter who was out there visiting, we would always play spoons at night, and I can always hear Iva laughing and giggling and teasing us and coming up to the window and scaring us, and you know, it was just really a lot of neat things. I can remember the Baxter kids, because they would come sometimes at the same time we did. Of course, there was always the Davises, always the Garrisons. But it was always a special time for us, and we played ball deluxe, and we would go in the barn, and we would jump and play, and we'd ride horses, and you name it, we did it. And the older I got, the more I realized how much of trouble that might have been for all those kids running around. But Iva never batted an eye. She just made us feel comfortable all the time. I'll never forget my summer of the eighth grade. I came back from Moses Lake, Washington to spend the summer there, and I'm not sure why, but I was there when Grandpa died. You know, I can remember talking to Mom and Dad, and they're making the arrangements to come back for the funeral, and of course, I was supposed to take a bus back, but I stayed for the funeral. We just had a good celebration at that particular time. It was a special time for us. Of course, the last memory of there, well, not the last memory, was when Grandma died. I didn't live too far from her, and so I got the message and came out there, and I didn't have enough nerves to go into the corral, but I did have enough nerve to tell everybody else where to go. I kind of helped lead people in and around that particular event. The farm has always been important to me. We have a lot of good sing-outs, a lot of good fellowships through the years. You know, of course, it's changed a lot since my mother died. It's just out there now. But I still get a good feeling about the farm. Now what?
Do you have some memories of Grandpa Barney?
Grandpa Barney was, I can remember riding the tractor a lot with him, mm-hmm. and, you know, running back and forth. He would always, I would be on Babe, the horse, and he would give me to run, get him some water or something. Mm-hmm. So I was always, that was my job. Of course, I can always remember him spitting tobacco, because he loved to sit in that chair, and, you know, but he was a quiet guy in my mind, because he never really talked to me a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, now that I understand reunions like this, he had lots of people to talk to, and I was just a kid. But I knew that he loved me, mm-hmm. and that's the important thing.
Okay. Is there any particular story about Grandma Iva that stands out to you? Something you remember her saying or doing, or a story she told?
No, the thing I remember Iva is her laughter. And you know, she would take us to town on Saturdays to get some bubble gum or some banana chewing thing and a cold drink. And of course, I would go to church with her. But she just had an open heart for all of us and made us feel welcome.
Tell us a little bit about your folks.
Of course, Mildred and Bob are special to us, to me, and to my sisters and brothers, I'm sure. But the sense of family that came from the McCabes, you know, Mom and Dad were always loyal to their families, and that's stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Of course, having double cousins has been fund for us. And so we were kind of leaning on their side as far as we saw them more through the years. You know, I saw you more in the adult year, your teen years, and I have, you know, after that. I'm pointing to Pete right now as I'm talking. But, and of course, the Davises were always there. But Mom and Dad, you know, Dad was a military man. He was a patriarch. We knew our places. I always felt love. Mom was a manager of kids, and she did it very, very well, and took me lots of places I would have never had an opportunity to go. Always loved me. I can remember when my dad was a military man, so when I decided to not kill in the military, when I called home that summer and told Dad that I made up my mind, I'm not going to be in the service. The best thing he could have told me, which he did, was, son, get on with it. You know, everything's going to be okay. So, and Dad being a religious man, I've kind of fell in his footsteps. So they go on with me, Bob and Mildred.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember of your aunts and uncles?
Aunts and uncles. Of course, they were always together because when we come home, they were all mingled together like at these reunions. So, you know, Barney and Pat, you know, yes, we saw them, but I didn't really have a relation with them until I grew up as an adult, really. Jean, Aunt Jean was always there at the farm, so she was probably my favorite in that regards because she was just there all the time and she'd take care of us. And of course, their kids were about our age too, so we had more in common. Odelia and Bob, I mean, you know, I remember them in California. I remember Bob more because we were involved in Curcio a lot, and so he would come with me and do be on teams of these mini courses in Christianity that we did. So right before Bob died is at the time when I was rector. So I mean that was kind of a fun time. We had a good time that particular. I don't think I got Uncle John. I mean Uncle John and I spent a whole summer with him in the funeral home. Of course that's not a McCabe side, but that's an Ahern side. Tom and Bernice, I didn't really know them that well. Tom, I was old enough to know him, but I just didn't know him that well. Who'd I miss? But I think that's about all that comes to my mind.
Okay. Do you have any?
I was talking with Linda. I never realized it, but they must have coordinated those visits back in the summertime as much as they could have.
Oh, they had to.
I was oblivious of it. Yeah. She was talking about it being a routine to go to Oklahoma in the summer.
Yes.
And we did the same thing from the other side of the country.
You know.
But they must have talked a lot about when they could do that and when they could get together.
They had to. And then just think of all the coordination of food and everything else. But I thought that's one of the special things that the whole family did together.
Yeah. When you were all there, out there at the farm, where did you stay?
Oh, how can I forget that memory? Upstairs. And I usually took the window because I wanted the air. I always would fake being sick or something so I could get air. But sitting upstairs.
All these kids up there.
Oh, yeah, we were all up there having fun and talking. And I don't think we did. We slept a little bit, but not much. But well, we slept out there, up on top, until I got too big and couldn't get up there.
Pallets.
Pallets is right. You know, when we went to Moses Lake, we were more around the Barney and Pat. And of course, when Mom and Dad moved to Madras, we were more involved with that side of the family. When I moved back to Oklahoma, of course, the Davises have been more around. But I always enjoy coming to reunions because I get to see you all, you know, see everybody and see them in a different way. And of course, you all know the musical festivities is always important to us. And no, I'm not a musician, but I like hearing it. But
how many of the reunions have you been to?
7 out of 9. You know, the last one I was in Honduras on a mission trip and decided I better come to this one because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to come to the other one, but
yeah,
sometimes you got to make tough choices. Right.
Which one was your favorite one?
It definitely wasn't Lake Powell. That was a hotter than hell weekend, I think I would call that. I enjoyed the both in Colorado. I enjoyed both of them. I've enjoyed, North Carolina, that was our weekend from hell because I had just bought a motorhome. Mm-hmm. And Scott and Stephanie were with me, and they had poison ivy. So we went, and needless to say, it was a miserable trip. I blew my transmission. Spent a lot of money on that trip. But this one's been pretty nice. It really has. Beaver's Bends was good. They've all been good.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Great. Is there anything else you particularly want to share?
No, just great for the opportunity to do this.
Good. Great.
Thanks a lot. I'll let other people come in and talk.
Yeah.